honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Trustee Hooper, would you read the mission statement, please?
DeSoto ISD will prepare each student academically and socially to be a problem solver and productive citizen for a 21st century global society.
Thank you. The emergency message, which might be appropriate considering the last couple of days. DeSoto ISD takes the safety of our students, employees, and guests very seriously, including those with us tonight. In an emergency situation such as a fire, please exit the building using one of the marked exits unless otherwise directed. In the event of inclement weather, such as a tornado, we will ask all guests to move quickly into the interior of the building, away from all doors and windows. Our emergency operations administrator will monitor conditions throughout the meeting and advise of any potential hazards or concerns, as well as coordinate with local emergency responders regarding when the situation has passed. Thank you. And we do have a quorum with four members present, so we are ready for business. We are going to skip the board's training right now and go to action items. Dr. Weaver?
Thank you, President Daniel. I'm going to call Mr. Ben Mackey and Mr. Sajay Miller up to the podium to talk about our WINGS targeted action plan. Last week we had a formal communication around it. Prior to that, we had some one-on-one meetings with you all about it. And so tonight we are presenting kind of our final recommendation to the board for action, as we had to submit this plan to TEA by Thursday. So, Mr. Mackey and team.
Can we hear me now? All right. So we brought this last Monday. We need to turn in a targeted action turnaround plan to the state of Texas this week. And so we've gone through this process, and we're here to bring you our proposal. All right. So because WINGS has been rated improvement required for 2 years in a row, we are required to submit a plan by this coming Thursday. So the two options on the table are to redesign the current program, Section 4, and it's called a redesign, or fold WINGS into the high school, create a school within a school. This is called Section 5 closure. Now, even though this is called a closure plan by the state, that is referring to the org number. So the program itself and the service of these students will not be going away in our plan. This is just a reminder from last time. So we kind of side by side compared these two plans, the redesign and the closure plan. So again, the accountability, we talked in length about the accountability. So if it stays in its current location under its current org number, it has a strong projection of IR3 this year and a strong possibility of IR4 next year. If we fold it into the high school, it will still be IR3 this year, likely by our projected data, but likely not IR next year, given what we know about how the high school has performed and our projections of putting these students back in the entire umbrella of the high school. The instructional staffing, the investment we're making and staffing will remain the same in either way. So we will have one full-time administrator, a full-time counselor, and four full-time teachers, three content FTEs and one CTE teacher. And then in both programs, we'll have part-time as needed as we bring in and serve those students. So that's accounted for in both plans. The support in either plan, they will get full support from the curriculum department. They'll have PLCs, they'll have a viable curriculum. They will be worked with and those teachers supported just as any other teacher in our district. The environment, so that is the difference, is if it was in the redesign, it would stay in the same building. In the DHS WINGS combination plan, it would have a fully separate space in the building and operate as a school within a school. And we'll show you what that map looks like in the proposal. Mr. Miller and Mr. Lester looked at that last week, and so we'll bring that. And then the real benefit for students is the college career military readiness point. So while in either plan, both the students will have access to a full-time CTE teacher with a business pathway. The students, if they are in the high school, will also have access to all the other CCMR opportunities, and I'll detail them in this as well. So our recommendation is to move forward with Section 5, the closure, even though, again, we're not closing the program. The program will serve those kids. We believe it's the best choice. So because of increased access to the college career military readiness, the addition of an evening program to serve overage students, increased support and PD for teachers, given the fact that these teachers who are teaching this content will have other teachers in DHS to help support and plan and work with. And then finally, to benefit high school programs to increase the draw of students. We talked a lot about opening this program up to more students who may be an excellent fit for WINGS and personalized learning, but may not otherwise select into it. We believe that offering it at the high school may actually increase our amount of students who want to go there because they also want to be involved in sports like a normal high school experience or be involved in other college and career military readiness programs or whatnot. So the proposed wing is the 1400 hallway, and so you'll see it in your printed version. This was what was added from the actual map itself, was not in your board packet, so we added it here. It is fully closed out and highlighted in orange, and so that leaves four full classrooms and two offices for the administrator and for the counselor, and then a lounge with restrooms for students and faculty to be able to use. We also have the four areas of labeled 1, 2, 3, 4 are proposed options we can do to secure the space and make sure that that hallway still has a feel of its own building. So number one is a new storefront at a cost of about $10,500, which would allow WINGS to have its fully owned entrance for students walking in and out that's not accessible by other students should we decide to go in that way. Number two and number three are two doors that into two rooms, so that will go back into a kitchen shared space. So those are, we just want to make sure that those are locked so people can't go in and out between the wing segment and the rest of the building. And then finally, outfitting the front door to come in there with a fire security lock to, again, keep students from just being able to enter the wing space if they're not part of the program, and make sure that the wing still has its own separate space for its students. And you can see the costs over there on the right-hand side, estimated about $13,000. And all projects could be turned around roughly in 30 days. So I'm going to walk through and, again, apologize. We, even with the help of TEA, could not get this to print in a thoughtful manner. So it is, Section 5 is the one with really small writing, and I'm just going to walk you through verbally, and then we make sure you have this. And this hasn't changed but three sentences from what you were sent on last week. So number one, there are four levers that we're really looking at in this process with regards to TEA. So TEA has these different levers that we need to focus on. Number one is strong leadership and planning. So we have addressed this by bringing administrator, counselor, and full-time staff into this program, in addition to the part-time staff that are going to help out and work with that program. This gives continuity. This allows teachers to spend time planning and through professional learning communities and really work to implement the district priorities with regards to our viable curriculum, data-driven instruction, and team planning. Also, being at the high school allows these teachers to be able to leave during any sort of planning period, before school, after school, and actually work with other teachers that are in the same content as them. Effective instruction. So this goes back to the same idea of our priorities, making sure that these teachers are ready to jump in and help work with students one-on-one. Again, full-time teachers are there. They can be there throughout the day. They're working with students on Edgenuity. So Edgenuity is still our platform that we're looking at with WINGS. So students will be engaged in that at their own pace and be able to have teachers that can truly pull them and work with them on wherever they are struggling individually. That bleeds into our high-quality curriculum. So making sure that all of our teachers at WINGS have access to all of the data and resources from our curriculum department, whether they're year at a glance is, any sort of viable curriculum, Edgenuity access, as well as, and I'll talk about this a little bit more in depth here in a second, personalized learning plans for students. And then finally, recruitment and selecting of high quality staff. When we were audited in this program previously, this was one of the levers that was really looked at by TEA and said that this was an area we lacked in. And that is a part of the reason why we have really dove in to make sure that Wings, the students have access to full-time staff that are working there in addition to the part-time staff that are helping out. And finally, the big reason for why we truly do believe that this is best for our students at Wings is, number one, personalization. So again, not just credit recovery, but really expanding that to offer credit recovery, dropout recovery, but also allowing students to pursue education at their own pace based on where they're at and have teachers that can help meet that need. So building in a personalized learning plan. Every student that enters Wings next year will have a personalized learning plan. I know this was mentioned at the June 10th meeting by you all. A personalized learning plan that is going to be updated every quarter to show what students are mastering, where they're struggling, what supports that they have that help them be successful. So every student is actually getting their own personalization from the staff that is there. And then again, being at the high school, they'll have expanded CCMR opportunities. So what you'll see here, again, apologize for the small writing here, is we have checkpoints throughout the summer for transition. So for June 17, things that have already been completed, physical space walk, a campus map, a timeline of those improvements and the costs for them, as well as plans to move all the furniture and equipment from the current location to the high school. By the end or mid-July, we're looking to make sure that all the program responsibilities matrix, of which we already have a draft, that's all finalized. We're communicated to all families that would be re-enrolling in Wings that we have information for. That's communicated out along with phone calls. And that we make sure that we have convened our team to really put together the admissions criteria for Wings to make sure that we have a clear idea of who is going to be accepted into Wings based on certain criteria. At the same time, we will have program schedule, which is not going to change drastically because, again, kids are working at their own pace. But we'll have that integrated with the bell schedule for the high school by July 15th. By the end of July, we look forward to having all of the furniture moved, admissions criteria established, as well as, and this goes to, I think, Trustee Fleming's point from the last meeting, identified middle school students who would be great fits there, and identified the students and have begun to reach out to those students about considering to opt into Wings as a great fit for them. And then finally, by August, we will have all the personalized learning plans completed. That's going to be designed in conjunction with the teachers and staff there for the students. The physical weight space has been walked. There's been a full vetting by the chief of schools and the administrator to make sure we're day one ready. And we have communicated out finally to all families additionally and had a student orientation for those students who would be returning to Wings at that time. We've also talked about the different CCMR opportunities that students would have access to that are only available at the high school currently. So those are things such as PSAT administration, high school benchmark exams that are already built into the schedule there, PSAT 8-9, TSI testing, PSAT 10, SAT school day, and college and career day. So these are things that happened at the high school campus that didn't always happen to the same frequency at the Wing standalone campus that, depending on what age, what grade our students are in, they are able to take place in those. And then the CCMR opportunities for 2021 will be along the same things. These are a lot of the same CCMR opportunities that come back. And then there's additional pathways. We've talked about this. There are 13 pathways that are available at the high school through CTE. And while we don't expect a ton of students to jump on board and us to be able to have that this year, it is a possibility. And as we continue to grow the program through admission, students will be able to opt into those CTE courses potentially. As we talked about the staffing plans, so three full-time teachers, content teachers, a CTE teacher, full-time administrator, and a counselor, that stays constant. And then finally, cohort data. One of the big things we're going to make sure to do is make sure that we are paying attention to those students who enroll and make sure we are monitoring them throughout the year to make sure all of those same students get an excellent education and are growing and meeting those goals. So they are not lost in a larger environment. They still maintain that personalization. We also, again, mentioned and alluded to the personalized learning plans. Every single student at Wings will have a personalized learning plan that gets updated every quarter. And then we will do a full-on system analysis of how the students are doing at Wings from a central standpoint and communicate that to the chief of schools, the administrator, the principal, and to you all so you can keep an eye on what's happening there with the cohort data. And finally, the financial investment. So again, the extra money we're putting into the staff, the CTE teacher, the full-time teachers, as well as the curriculum and the support there, totals about $380,000 of extra support into WINGS this year to make sure that those students have an excellent education. So some questions that came up on June 10th that I wanted to respond to that we dove back into. So first one was, what is the cost of running the night school program? Because the high school is already open at those times in the evening, to be able to run a night school with the part-time teachers that have already been factored into the costs of this, it's the only new full cost would be hiring a security officer to be there. So the annual cost of that program would be somewhere between $10,500 and $13,500 annually for the hourly rate of the security officer that would be there. And it would just depend on who's the security officer and what their experience is, where in that range we fall. As far as that, there's some ancillary costs, like on having extra computers on, but really those are negligible, so we did not include them in that. The idea of childcare was raised, which we think is an excellent idea. Currently, we don't offer childcare at WINGS, and really this is going to be dependent on what our student needs are coming into WINGS in that night school. So that's something that we're planning to ask our students about, understand where they're at with it. We also figure at night, it's actually, you have a lot of other family members who are potentially off of work that are able to help childcare. So it actually may be easier than it currently is during the day, but we're also gonna consider to explore partnerships around that and what that could look like. I know Trustee Fleming asked about the projection with the EL learners in there, which we did not have at the time. So this kind of shows that before it was rated at 79, with the EL proficiency pulled from Eduphoria, the new projection is an 80. And actually, while we don't have the details yet, we got a new template, a more updated template this weekend. We actually are very hopeful that the high school will be significantly higher than this. But we will put that all together and get that to you soon. So we actually feel really good about where that is. The rollover year to year. Another question that came up was about the students rolling over. So currently in that we're enrolled in WINGS this year, we have 25 that finished the year and will likely return to us next year. Those are gonna be the 25 that we are definitely talking to throughout the summer. You can see the breakdown of the grades there. So most of them, 11 of them will be seniors, six of them 11th grade, seven 10th grade, and one 9th grade based on credits. And then you can also see the age. The vast majority are between 16 and 18. One is an older student, so the 18-year-olds and the 22 seem like they're going to be the target for our night school. So that's five students right there, and we'll see how many others. But we're going to be reaching out to them throughout the summer, understand what their needs are, what their schedules look like, and make sure that we have a solid plan ready for them day one and not wait till enrollment to put that together. Communication plan. So by July 15th, we'll have sent letters and called each of these students. By July 31st, we'll have ID'd potential other students who aren't in WINGS currently but might be great fits and have reached out to them. And before August 15th, we will have held a student orientation and a final phone call to answer any questions and make sure those students do matriculate to us and we are able to serve them on day one. Admissions process. Throughout July, we are going to convene a group to really put together what that admissions process looks like, who can enroll, what the criteria is, and have that criteria established by July 31st. Personalized learning plans was brought up. This was a key component that has really driven how we've looked at this entire process and making sure all of our individual students are taken care of. We will have the actual, we wanted teacher input into designing that personalized learning plan, and we'll make sure we have that by August 15th. And then finally, the final point that was brought up was the potential of a social worker. And while we love this idea, we want to make sure we're not entirely sure if we could be able to staff a full social worker there yet. So we're going to explore possibilities about what that looks like going forward. But that's another benefit of it being at the high school is that if something does happen, we do have additional staff that may be able to help out and work with students just depending on the need in that situation. So that is the presentation. So our recommendation that we're going to ask you to vote on is to approve Section 5 to be able to fold WINGS into DHS. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you all have.
Do I hear a motion before questions?
Move to discussion.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Discussion is open.
Yes, we had to vote, but we did.
Oh. You want to talk? Yes. I see where the projected cost is for WINGS for next year, And I did not ask this question last week, so if you don't know, you can let me know. Is this considerably less than it was last year? Do you have any idea what wings cost us last year? Are we doing this because, you know, we're on a budget? So is this going to be considerable savings for us? Is it going to cost us more money? What's your projection?
It will actually cost us more. So this is additional resources that we're putting into this program and these students. And that's actually, you know, a part of the requirement by TEA. And it also makes sense. Like, clearly what, you know, we haven't been able to serve the students as we've served them in a great way, but it's by accountability, we haven't gotten it there yet. And so we're actually investing more resources into making sure these students have what they need. In the terms of the full-time staff, it's the largest part of that.
Trustee Fleming.
I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it again. First of all, good afternoon, early afternoon. I find it disheartening again, and let me say it like this. I find it very disheartening that when we're talking about changing the lives of our students, that we still get stuff at the very last minute. And that is the problem, that we're coming in here today and we're looking at another plan again that was not a part of the original plan. And so here it is at 4:52, and we're making other decisions based off of new things that have been brought in. So because this was a priority, I understand that y'all love your weekends off and you love your Fridays and your Saturdays and your Sundays. However, this was a priority for today for a decision that we had to make, and now it's sitting in front of me when I sit here. As I sit here to my community, as I sit here, I'm looking through the plan, and unfortunately, you're unable to hear it because the audio is not streaming live. So that's another concern. So as we go through and make decisions, Dr. Weaver, for the last time that I can actually ask in the most humbly way possible, I do not like getting information the moment I take this seat and I have to make decisions for children. Because if we brought this back about copiers, you would have all the information in the world. If we were talking about the books, you have all the information in the world. But when we're talking about things that actually changed the trajectory of our district, there should be no reason why you sit here, you take this seat, and we're trying to cipher through. She has papers torn apart, trying to figure out what it is you're talking about. If you were going to answer the questions should have been given to us in an email so that we could go through and actually look at the answers. Because now you've answered something, and I have no idea what you were answering, because it's not in a logical order. The questions you had, I had to go back to the packet from the second packet, and now we have two different plans. So forgive my tardiness, but can you go back and explain what the difference is between this TAP plan and this plan, or are they the same?
Yes, I'm sorry for your frustration. We can definitely get these questions to you written, and I'll make the change and make sure that they get written. The questions get written answers to you instead of just verbal answers from here on out. The two plans, the first one, they're the Section 4 and Section 5, so they're different plans. Section 5, the closure plan, the folding wings into DHS, is the one that we are recommending. We have Section 4, a redesign plan, which is a lot of the same resources, the same staffing, the same all of
my
that.
My apologies, excuse me, I don't mean to cut you off, but I do. Is this the one with the tiny, tiny font, the 6-point font, or are we looking at the one with the 10-point font?
It is a small font, and again, I apologize for that. We were unable to get that blown up, but this one is the one. We also, this one was emailed and sent with the board packet last week. The only changes, we printed another one because the changes, we spoke with TEA and they kind of gave us feedback, the last feedback that they wanted to do one more look at it and gave us a good go ahead, but we added a line about specifically naming Edgenuity as our curriculum. So that's why we printed another version of it. It is in... it should be in high quality instruction. It's in the high quality instruction bullet. And it's the last sentence of the first paragraph. The viable curriculum material that will be used as the foundation of instructional support throughout this program will be Edgenuity.
And that's the only thing you added to this one. And this one represents the 6-point, represents the what?
The Section 5, the closure plan to fold wings into DHS.
And the other one was the what?
The redesign plan, which is a lot of the same support, kind of the side-by-side comparison that we did at June 10th and this one, but keeping it in its current location with its current TEA number.
So the amounts and the everything else is still the same between these two? Because as you see, I don't have my frame today, and yeah. I'm not even going to try to strain my
Those
eyes
two,
to see this.
Yeah, they are the same as the ones that were received last Wednesday in the packet. With of that Edgenuity piece and a few non-word, like, punctuation corrections.
Also, on the... So you said, because I'm looking for the timeline, and I guess I'm confused because you said something about July about
switched around a few of the timeline. You're right. So summer checkpoint one and summer checkpoint two timelines. Things moved there. On the summer transition plan, checkpoints and milestones.
What packet is that in?
Section 5, the closure packet.
Of the what packet?
Section 5, the WINGS TAP plan.
You find it, Amina. You don't see it. Oh, okay. You don't see it either. Okay, we go.
I'm sorry if I'm misunderstanding your question.
I'm just asking what point are you talking from? We have four different packets. I have five because I brought my homework from last week because I realized I had to do that. I'm trying to figure out specifically what you are talking to. So I don't know if it's better for you to walk around and show us what we're looking at.
So we have this one. This one is section 5 right here. Okay. I can write it on here. So this is the closure plan, section 5.
And then from the TAP plan.
Section 5, sorry.
Okay. So, okay, you... Okay, you can go back. Just the timeline for what we're supposed to be looking at. These are the checkpoints.
Yes, ma'am.
And see these. So are there no checkpoints in the redesign?
No, ma'am.
So why wouldn't there be checkpoints in the redesign plan if they both require you to have student orientation?
So we were
scheduling completed and all of that.
Yeah, we've been in communication with TEA, and they've been looking and giving feedback back and forth on both Section 4 and Section 5. They asked for a timeline specifically in Section 5, and I believe the reason for that is because it requires a lot more logistics to move a program than to keep it in the same building. And so in Section 4, the vast majority of what Section 4 focuses on is what we're doing differently curricularly and what we're doing differently in terms of staffing in the same building. And where Section 5 requires movement and transition and a lot of different communications about what is changing. So that is my belief for why TEA asked for the timeline specifically in Section 5 and not in Section 4.
So in the plan to move forward as to what you're doing for students, you gave more specificity in 5 because it was the embedding of what TEA asked for, not because it's just sound practices that we should have in either plan.
In either plan, we would definitely be going through the same process to put together what we need to do. And one of them we just spelled out because that was what the bulk of the actual template they wanted to see in that template. But it does not mean we would not plan for nor transition or have a student orientation in Section 4. It was just not in there because it did not fit those sections.
And so these students, if it was going into the high school, the students would be going to night school?
The overage students would have a night school, yes.
You say the overage students.
Yes, ma'am.
How does it differ? Because 16 is not, what do we say, overage from the grade they're supposed to be?
Oh, sorry, or? 19 and up.
You only have one student that's rolling over.
Yeah, but I assume those 18-year-olds, I believe, when I check their birthday, they will be 19 in the beginning of the year.
So the projection is 5 students to go to night school. Have y'all talked to these 4? Since, I mean, they couldn't have been harder. Was that a conversation, or are you still waiting for the board to approve it?
We have not had a conversation with them yet.
Okay. I need to do what's best for children. And I'm going to speak for myself. It continues to be, it comes at a... I'm going to say this, and I do want it to be the absolutely last time that I say it, but I know it's not going to be, and that's why it's a problem for what I'm about to say. We are here, we've taken these seats to do what's best for children. And the problem with getting stuff at the last minute and sitting down, you can't make an informed decision. We've had conversation, but the due diligence of administration to get us here to make an informed decision is still lackluster. Thank you for the work that you put in. Thank you for going back and finding the answers and everything else that we needed to know, but to know it at 5 o'clock, when this could have been sent out at noon today, at noon, and you of all people will be able to understand what I'm saying as time goes on, but then they may not operate like that. This coming in to make a decision is just more so, again, feeling bullied to make a decision. So my next question again is, are the principals off work? Are principals off?
I don't believe
I'm just trying to say, like, if you're using a TAP plan, the principal should be here as well. There should be conversations. I'm confused. There's a disconnect because you're standing here and your ability to project what's going to happen is lessened without the solicitation and support of our chief of schools and our principal. So I want to have an instructional conversation. That's what I want to have. Thank you for this is the TAP plan, but I'm trying to understand, regardless of the fact of where are we as it relates to instruction.
If I could just jump in really quickly, I asked Ben Mack, who's in charge of our research evaluation design program that oversees accountability. This is his area in conjunction with chief of schools and other entities, of course, principals. What I've asked Mr. Mackey to do is to prepare and to present. That's what Mr. Mackey is doing. That is the person that is the lead here on this actual plan, although other people have adjuncting roles. So the principals are where they are. Our chief of schools is here who represents our principals. And if there's any questions that need to be asked, Mr. Miller is prepared to answer those questions as well.
Considering that it's still work time, the principals are here. So again, that principal should have been here because again, in order to buy into something, the person who's leading the work should be able to speak to the work as well. So thank you for being the representative of what he asked you to do. However, we're talking about real life. We're talking about kids. So the next question is, what is the standpoint of, where are we?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we need to have a short break so technology can get all of this online.
Oh, good, so they can hear.
The time now is 5:04. We will be back in hopefully 10 minutes, which would be 5:14. Meaning the problem has not been solved, but we do have audio, so we will continue. I think one of the main issues is the issue about athletics and UIL activities. We are thinking that if they're going to be in an alternative learning environment, that they should not have access to those things. Otherwise, they should not be in an alternative learning environment. Can you address that?
Yes. So that is all going to be, we can determine that in our criteria. We're not required to submit that part to the state as part of this TAP plan. That criteria is up for discussion. We can definitely say that's not the case. The reason I alluded to that was based on further conversations from the 10th, where we talked about this being perhaps something where it's not just strictly credit recovery or dropout or overage, but certain students may want personalized learning at their own pace and opt into this that aren't dropout, credit recovery, or overage. And so the allusion was made to allow them access to some of those things, even if they choose this environment. But we can set that criteria however we wish. That's not a part of the TAP plan that you're approving or not approving today. And that would be absolutely something that we can either not make happen if that makes the board more comfortable. We can bring that criteria and kind of discuss that. But that's not explicitly part of this TAP plan, but that was why I alluded to it based on the previous conversation about other students opting in that don't meet our current criteria.
I think we really need to look carefully at the criteria and at students opting in. We don't want students opting in who can be successful in a normal classroom. This is for students who have shown that they cannot be successful, not just, I would like to go to Wings because I think it might be easier.
Received. Yes, ma'am.
Any further discussion?
I just want another confirmation. If you roll over the or fold Wings into the high school number, it is not possible for you to leave them at their current location. Is that correct?
Correct. We do not feel comfortable sending that to the state.
Thank you.
And that came from the state, that they could not be rolled over and still be serviced at a different, at another campus or another site, as if we had an overflow. They still couldn't be serviced there as well. Is that what you're saying? You're saying that, or did they say that?
We do not feel comfortable that they would approve that. Therefore, we do not feel comfortable submitting that in the plan.
So if they don't approve it, what happens?
They can close the school on their own terms or submit. I believe they can even reconstitute at that time. That's in our slide if we had it up.
If they do not like the TAP plan that
Correct.
We're submitting.
Correct.
And so why would they not like it?
Because they would feel that we're not going to do anything tangibly differently from the current plan. And if that's part of our plan to move them to the high school because of the expanded CCMR opportunities, because it provides more ability for teachers that are there to be able to work with other teachers. And if they feel that nothing will substantially change based on that, they have the ability to deny it.
Can we get an email copy of the proposed, or either a printed copy of the proposed location and color?
Yes.
That you?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I think that was the only thing that I could notice that wasn't previously sent out in the one that was attached to the agenda. So if we could please get that so that I can kind of process kind of what that feels like and looks like.
Yes, sir.
And you said something to the effect of you guys had video or were doing video of that area.
We do have video. We can find where is that the video stored. We have the video though. We can send that out with the map.
Yes, could we get that? Thank you.
Trustee Gunn?
Yes, I would like to hear from, because I see that we have some representatives from Kate here, so I would like to hear them tell us about the CTE sequencing, the college readiness portion that they are going to direct, and like the career pathways. I know that you're talking about a business.
Correct.
Career pathway, but some of these students may have already started another career pathway. Would it be feasible for them to be able to finish what they have already began?
So I'll answer and I'll let them expound on it. The reason we put the business pathway there is because it is most advantageous to be able to get a CCMR credit within 1 year.
That.
So that's why that full-time CTE teacher will be the business pathway. As far as individual students, this goes back, it really depends on the personalized learning plan of that student,
right.
Whether that student can be successful in that environment in a regular high school. We don't expect many students to be able to take advantage of that in the first year, just given the nature of what Wings is, but as it evolves, that's a possibility. But I do believe, and they can correct me, that if there's an extenuating circumstance with a student who can be successful in that, that it is possible given the fact that it's at the same campus. But I will let Mr. Miller and Mr. Johnson elaborate if...
I just know from past experience, come on up, Mr. Johnson and Mr. Miller, but I just know from past experience that there could be a girl that is a senior or a junior that has now has a child, and because of the child and because of daycare situations, because of family situations, Wings is really the place that would meet her needs. But she has been in, let's say, cosmetology, and all she needs to do is finish last semester of cosmetology and she will have completed that career pathway. Are we going to try? So that's my question. That's just an example. Are we going to try to make that happen for that one student? And I know we're talking about not sending them out to the general population as a rule, but we need to be flexible about this. This girl needs one more semester and she can have her cosmetology license. Address that for me, please.
Good evening, Board. President Daniels, Superintendent Weaver, and to the school board. Yes, that one thing with looking at the pathway, first starting off with looking at business pathway, we kind of looked at business because with the CCMR, they added Microsoft a specialist on there, and that's one of the areas that could be easily attainable with the computer setup that that WINGS program has. But also be a case-by-case basis with any student that is already right there at that cusp of being able to have those hours, especially like you said, cosmetology. But first, you got to make sure they've had enough hours to complete the license part of that. If there's any other pathway that could be, we did kind of talk about moving forward, looking at some other pathways that we possibly could add, but be very strategic about what those are. But it would be on a student's case-by-case basis. And then also, if we're using Ingenuity, you got to make sure that those classes are also some of the things that can be offered also in Ingenuity.
So with the specialist certificate. With the specialist certificate. So is it the students actually passing, taking the class, or is it them passing the test?
They have to both. Well, they can be in business management one and take the certification test, which that program can also, but in Ingenuity, it also has that class plus a certification program. But we also use geometrics at the high school that we also have site licenses that we could also put in either a location for them to also practice with that, taking an assessment.
Have we done that with the students at the high school now currently?
Yes, we just had a successful with juniors and seniors. I think it was about 43 seniors that actually received their specialist certification this year.
Come on now.
What number are you saying?
Oh, he's seniors. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was talking about seniors.
About 63.
Yeah, about 63 total students. That included some juniors in there also, and also even some sophomore, I believe.
They completed that within a year.
Yes, within the year. That was this year.
Okay, thank you.
Because that was one of the certifications that was put back on the list that we fought so hard to get back on the list with TEA.
Thank you.
Is there a problem with postponing this vote with no discussion to the next meeting, which is next Monday? And you can answer all these questions in emails this week early. Is there a problem with postponing the vote until next Monday? I think we've discussed, but we do need to have a few answers that individuals would like to have. It's kind of hard to vote to totally change a program if it's not necessary. And I don't understand what it would hurt to ask TEA both scenarios.
Board President, we have to submit this plan by Thursday, the 20th, I believe. And any additions that we provided today for you all were just responses to the questions that we received from you all last week and feedback that we received from TEA. The results of our inaction are dire. And so we just don't have the luxury of time. We feel very confident that we can provide a good experience for students, even better than what we currently have. And we also want to make sure that we can continue to provide this service to our students beyond 2 years. This is why the administration is recommending this action tonight. But we do have to have this submitted to TEA on the 20th. If we don't submit a plan, then I think we fall into one of the situations, either they close it or they do a board action. So I do want to avoid putting us in a situation like that.
Trustee Banks.
I have a quick question. On the map where y'all did the walkthrough, what is going to be the cost? Because I know SPED was there, and it was set up for lifting, and everything was in this lot. What is going to be the additional cost for resetting the SPED, and where are they going to be located?
Do you want to address that part of it?
Greetings, President Daniels, Dr. Weaver, members of the board. The final cost for relocating the lifts has not been factored into the analysis that you were provided, but they will be relocated to the adjacent hall. We're confident that there's enough space to accommodate them, and it will be, you know, there's the tracks in the ceiling, and that is a consideration. But in speaking with the high school principal, he was very confident that we could accommodate wings without it being an intrusion on our ability to deliver services and ensure that we have adequate equipment for those classrooms. So cost is another thing that we'll jot down to get Don Lester to give us an exact estimate to include the relocation of the lifts for the students.
So will the entry for the SPED and the WINGS program be the same, or how is this gonna?
No, ma'am, we've identified separate entrances. You know, you can see on the map there was a door that would have a fire alarm, you know, on it, and the wings would come from that exterior door down the hallway. So they would use two separate entrances, but one would be a storefront concept, particularly for the wing students.
Thank you.
Do I hear a motion?
Madam President, I move to approve the recommendation of the superintendent to move the recommendation of the superintendent as presented.
Trustee Hooper made a recommendation to approve the move. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Goad seconded. We may vote. I can't see who didn't vote.
Everybody.
Ms. Sargent, who's not here.
All right. Motion approved.
Thank you. We will get the map emailed along with the videos. Oh, perfect. Ahead of the game.
Have to apologize that you got here for our training session and you have to wait, but we have one more item of business. Okay, we can adjourn the meeting here and we'll handle the other item later. The time is 5:29 and the meeting is adjourned.